Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There's nothing better than an ice-cold drink to cool you down on a hot summer's day. But as Dale Duran, professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, explains, when it comes to keeping your drink cold, it really isn't the heat, it's the humidity.
In spring, our skies are filled with puffy cumulus clouds whose turrets grow upward because, like hot air balloons, they're warmer and less dense than the surrounding air. But unlike hot air balloons, the warmth inside cumulus clouds is not produced by burning propane. Instead, the heating inside a rising turret is produced by water vapor condensing to form cloud droplets. We have little intuition about the power of condensational heating, although we commonly experience the reverse process, evaporative cooling, when our bodies give up the heat required to evaporate sweat from our skin. To improve your intuition and to better understand cumulus clouds, consider a 12-ounce can full of cold beer. Suppose the can has become covered with a uniform layer of condensation having the thickness of a human hair. If all the heat released from this condensation is transferred to the beer, how much does the beer warm? A straightforward theoretical calculation gives the answer. It's 9 degrees Fahrenheit. How does this actually apply to your canned beverage? To find out, we measured the rate at which aluminum cans filled with 12 ounces of ice-cold water warmed inside an environmental chamber as we varied the air temperature and the humidity. It turns out the rate of condensational heating is indeed significant on hot, humid days. On a day when the temperature is 87 degrees Fahrenheit and the relative humidity 70%, the condensation that forms over 5 minutes will heat the can's contents by 10 degrees, and this condensational heating will exceed the dry heat transferred from the surrounding air. World record humidities are observed near the Persian Gulf, and under those conditions, the 5-minute condensational heating increases to 16 degrees. When your beer is warming on a hot, muggy day, it's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
That was Dale Duran of the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.